This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.
The chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, said Wednesday the Taliban appear to have the strategic momentum in their sweeping offensives across Afghanistan, but their victory is far from assured. Speaking at the Pentagon, Milley said the Taliban fighters have made gains in recent weeks, but that Afghan security forces are consolidating their gains in urban areas.
A negative outcome, a Taliban automatic military takeover, is not a foregone conclusion. We will continue to monitor the situation closely and make adjustments as necessary.
The militants now control about half Afghanistan's roughly 400 districts, but none of the country's densely populated main cities. The Taliban are surging across Afghanistan, snapping up territory, seizing border crossings, and encircling cities, with the withdrawal of U.S.-led foreign troops all but complete. COVID-19 cases tripled in the United States over 2 weeks amid an onslaught of vaccine misinformation that is straining hospitals, exhausting doctors, and even pushing clergy into the fray. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Data from Johns Hopkins University show the seven-day rolling average for daily new cases in the U.S. rose to more than 37,000 Tuesday. That's up from less than 14,000 just 2 weeks earlier. Health officials blame the Delta variant and flattening vaccination rates. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says at this point, 56.2% of Americans have gotten at least one dose of a vaccine. Doctors report patients are younger than earlier in the pandemic, many in their 20s, 30s, and 40s, and overwhelmingly unvaccinated. I'm Ben Thomas.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News. U.S. life expectancy fell by a year and a half in 2020, the largest one-year decline since World War II, according to public health officials. AP's Julie Walker has more.
The CDC report blames COVID, the third leading cause of death behind heart disease and cancer, accounting for 11% of the more than 3.3 million American deaths last year. That's far more deaths than in any other year in U.S. history. For decades, U.S. life expectancy was on the upswing. The CDC says last year it dropped to 77.3 from 78.8 the year before. Julie Walker, New York.
The World Health Organization says new infections with the coronavirus are inevitable at the Olympics and Paralympics in Japan. In Tokyo, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the mark of Olympic success will not be zero COVID cases because some have already been detected.
The mark of success is making sure that any cases are identified, isolated, traced, and cared for as quickly as possible. And onward transmission is interrupted.
Health experts in Japan have warned of the Olympics becoming a super spreader event. Tedros says the pandemic is a test and the world is failing. He predicted more than 100,000 deaths worldwide from the virus before the Olympic flame goes out in Tokyo August 8th. House Republicans are threatening to boycott a committee investigating the Capitol riot in January. AP's Sagar Magani has details.
House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy tapped five Republicans for the panel. Speaker Nancy Pelosi is rejecting two, Trump allies Jim Banks and Jim Jordan, who each voted to overturn the presidential election results. Pelosi wants McCarthy to name replacements. Instead, he's accusing her of an egregious abuse of power and threatening to boycott the panel.
Unless Speaker Pelosi reverses course and seats all five Republicans, we will not participate.
Democrats have already said the investigation will move ahead with or without McCarthy's choices. Pelosi picked eight members, including Republican Liz Cheney, who says McCarthy's trying to block the probe.
The minority leader has attempted to prevent the American people from understanding what happened.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
On Wall Street, it was a positive day Wednesday with the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 0.8% at the close. The S&P 500 also added 0.8%, while the NASDAQ gained 0.9%. Visit voanews.com for more. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA.